And now reading from the Gospel according to Luke, this is the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Hear now how the Gospel is speaking to each of us this day by the power and the wonder of God's Holy Spirit. Luke says, "Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling. And they said, 'This fellow welcomes sinners and he eats with them.' So Jesus told them this parable: Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance." Or, Jesus said, "What woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, says, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." These words for us this day are from Luke's Gospel, and along with what we heard from 1 Timothy, they are for us the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Before I begin my sermon, which will begin formally with the question, have you ever lost anything? I do want to make a pastoral comment. I don't have the power, and I don't know who to call. I don't. There's just too many guns. There's too much shooting. It happened again this week, very high profile in Utah. And the governor of Utah was right. Like, we got a choice as American people. We got a choice as people at White Memorial. My sermon's not about that. This is me just speaking for me. Like if you've got any power to do anything, please. Like, use it. Whether it's legislators from Minnesota a year ago last May, or this gentleman in Utah, congresswoman in San Francisco, life's threatened with a guy with a hammer. Where do we go? So I just want to call us all to pray for this country. That's one thing I can do. If I can figure anything else out, I will. I've called people. I've written. I've preached before about the way that we get polarized by social media. We do. This is a proven fact. Psychologists will tell you we get in our own thought silos. Maybe not us in here, but the general society. And we just feed and feed and feed, and people throw around words like un-American or Nazi, and it's got to end. So I don't know what to do other than to call this church to pray. This is the one place where I've got at least a little bit of a voice. And so that's what I want our church family to do, pray. And if you've got an idea, share it with somebody up the line. Please. And so, have you ever lost anything? Everybody has, haven't we? What I just read from the Gospel of Luke is known as the parables of the lost. We get the lost sheep, then we get the lost coin, and ultimately, and if you've studied Scripture, most famously, we get the lost son, which is also known as the prodigal son. 1, 2, 3 parables of loss, back to back to back. Right? One thing I think about all the time is that I think we go to great lengths to keep things from being lost. Don't we? Who here has got a security system on your house or your car? AirTags, anyone? Anybody? Luggage, keys? How many of us have something like Life 365 on our phones to keep track of our kids? We don't like to lose things, whether they are taken away or whether they are just misplaced. keys, pets, computers, phones, valuables. We like to keep our things close by. I mean, who here hasn't torn apart the couch looking for that family heirloom or that wedding ring that's gone missing? Who here hasn't driven around the neighborhood calling out the dog or the cat's names with all the windows open, hoping that Sadie Pumpkin or Horton the Big Red Dog will hear our voices and come running into our arms? We've all done it, haven't we, from time to time? I think we can identify with this woman and the shepherd in our parables today. What does the woman do? Well, she lights the lamp and she keeps it burning for as long as it takes to sweep the floors and move the furniture to find the coin. And remember, in the ancient world, it wasn't just like flicking on a switch. You had to have oil to burn the lamp, and oil was expensive. In other words, it was one of her most valuable items. She's spending probably for money that she couldn't afford to spend in order to find this coin. Our most valuable commodity is time. So while she burned oil, we burn time while we are looking for the lost things that escape us. Then there's that shepherd. What does the shepherd do? Well, he risks 99 sheep to find the one lost sheep. And then to make matters even more amazing, the shepherd carried the sheep home. It's not just that he went and found the sheep, it's that put on his shoulders to carry the sheep all the way back home. One sheep valued just as much as the other 99. Both parables have in common, and even the third one, as someone when the lost thing is found saying, "It's time to rejoice. Rejoice with me. I lost the thing and I found it." When Jesus tells us these parables, he's unraveling the secrets to the kingdom of God. One versus 99. Are the odds 99 to 1? Is that what the odds are? When that's the case, what side does God choose? Well, in this parable, God is the shepherd, of course, and God chooses the one sheep who has lost her way. God will value the sheep, and then he will seek her out and put all effort into finding the one lost sheep. The 99 odds may seem impossible. In fact, they are. You wouldn't make a 99 to 1 bet, I bet. I mean, we'd all choose the 99 if we had to, wouldn't we? But in God's economy, math doesn't work that way. One versus the 99, you see, the one's going to win out, be carried home. I mean, here's the thing to really remember. This parable, this teaching by Jesus, the shepherd is God, and God will go after the one. The deepest truth is that God would go after any of the 100 sheep. They're all equally valued. God will be God, and there is no other. And that's what God is going to do when, as Jesus puts it, one lost sinner decides to return home. Yeah, any of us, whether you're a ewe or a lamb or a ram, whether you are someone who is easily found or someone who's been hiding from God your entire life, God is on the hunt for you. In fact, the more lost you get, the more God is calling you home. Lost in sin, shame, no confidence, failure, maybe lost in your career, maybe you feel really lost in your personal life. I don't know. There are many ways to get lost in this life and in this world. But God is searching. Just like the shepherd who go after the one sheep, God is calling us back to wholeness and joy and ready to say, "Rejoice with me," when you finally get home. The woman looking for the coin, the shepherd looking for the sheep, they call us to rejoice. In fact, this word rejoice is used 2 times in 10 verses. And whenever a word is used twice in 10 verses like that, it's a tremendous time to pay attention. Yes, I think we need to rejoice. I think we need to share joy whenever and however we find it. Yes, we live in this age of conflict, debate, and far too much war. So whenever we find joy, share it with somebody else and call them towards the heart of God with you. Because that's what's in God's heart. It's joy. That's what you find there. This assurance of Jesus, of course, is predicted and anticipated all the way back in Ezekiel 34, where the Lord says to the people of God, "For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and I will seek them out. Like I said, we don't like to lose things. And God doesn't like to lose us. So we microchip our pets. Right? We have Amber Alerts. Whenever, God forbid, there's a lost child. Think about how hard we look for those things. And then remember that when we fall away, God is looking for us every bit as desperately. And that's the point. God is that devoted to us. God wants us home. And home is and always within the heart of God. Always has been, always will be. That's where we belong. And everything Jesus ever said and everything he ever did, from his death on the cross until the empty tomb on Easter morning, was to show us a path, the path home to God. That's where we belong. And every and any spiritual GPS should lead us back there. So lost and found. Well, that's the testimony Paul gives and what we heard from 1 Timothy. He basically says, I was completely lost and the Lord called me home. And if he can do it, it strikes me that nearly anyone can. Strikes me also that there's a reason that the hymn, the old hymn that I suspect many of us know, which was penned by a once upon a time slave trader, says what it says. My best guess is that many of you have sung it or heard it, right? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me, I once was lost. Now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. I mean, the most spiritual thrust of what the Bible teaches us today is that there is no more wonderful or humbling human experience than being found after we have been lost. I mean, think about it. Think about the things you've recovered in your life and the joy that it brought you. And remember, God is seeking us when we get lost, like a woman looking for a coin throughout the night, or like a shepherd looking for the lost sheep. The lamp for the lady is never exhausted. The shepherd never loses energy in the searching. Instead, the lamp is burning, and God is looking and believing that the lost shall be found until each and every one of us has a homecoming worthy of rejoicing. So 1 versus 99, 99 to 1 odds. Well, in the arithmetic of God, the very kingdom of God itself, those are actually really good odds. And they seem pretty good to me. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we share these many things. Amen. Go forth from this place in the love and in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus truly is the shepherd of our souls. He truly is the one seeking to find us. Jesus comes for us even in our worst moments and the times when we are most lost. And I hope this gives you confidence. Confidence to walk upright in this world where there are so many things that may scare us. But confidence to not be afraid, but instead walk in faith. May you be blessed, friends, in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, until we meet again. Amen.